The summer cultural scene in the Greater Berkshire region is in full flower. So whether it's theater, dance, chamber music, classical, jazz, blues, rock, comedy, visual arts, or what have you, it's happening. So go out and have fun this weekend. Here's an idea of a few things to do. I was at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett just the other night where I saw Reggie Wilson Fist and Heel Performance Group in its program Moses's, which plays through Sunday. That's Moses's, as in the plural of Moses. What Reggie Wilson and his terrific ensemble of dancers, singers, and body percussionists do is they examine the Moses story as well as the idea of slavery into freedom from all different facets and angles, in a variety of dance and movement styles, and in music ranging from traditional to contemporary African chant, African American spirituals, some Louis Armstrong, and even some klezmer. It's vibrant, vital, and entertaining, and as I said, it plays at the Pillow through Sunday. You know, I've been a music critic for nearly 30 years. Well, all right, maybe even longer. And I've seen my share of blues concerts over that time. I think it's safe to say that the absolute most memorable one, and still one of my most favorite concerts of all time, period, was when I first saw Buddy Guy, which was probably around 1990 or so. You know, to call what he did the blues really did it a disservice. While there's no doubt that's what the music is grounded in, Buddy Guy approaches blues like Miles Davis approaches jazz, or maybe even a better comparison, it's like how Pablo Picasso would approach painting a portrait. Buddy Guy singing and playing is all about the angles, in other words. You have to see him to really get what it is he does, and luckily you can tonight at 8 o'clock at the Mahawi Theater in Great Barrington. See you there. If the Buena Vista Social Club and that kind of music is more to your liking, then go check out Cuban-American drummer and band leader Daphnis Prieto and his globally inspired quartet when they perform their singular mix of Afro-Cuban jazz at PS21 in Chatham on Saturday night at 8. Or maybe you're a fan of cabaret. If so, you're in luck this weekend. K.T. Sullivan is one of the premier cabaret artists of our time, and she performs a two-night stand of Broadway and popular classics at Mr. Finn's Cabaret at Barrington Stage on Saturday and Sunday in Pittsfield. Sullivan's program, called Colored Lights, is kind of a memoir in music of how little Kathleen Sullivan from Boggy Depot, Oklahoma, I'm not making this up, how she goes from performing with her family gospel choir to the top cabaret rooms in world capitals. Or perhaps chamber music is your thing. The Philadelphia-based Jasper String Quartet will perform works by Haydn, Dvorak, and Shostakovich in the Concerts at Tannery Pond series at the Darrow School in New Lebanon, New York on Saturday at 8. The Jasper will play the Haydn Quartet in C Major, Opus 33, No. 3. Shostakovich's String Quartet No. 3 in F Major, Opus 73, and Dvorak's String Quartet No. 13 in G Major, Opus 106. That's a really good one. Or maybe you like your music played by a cast of hundreds, and if so, this is the weekend to head over to Tanglewood in Lenox, where conductor Andres Nelsons makes his first appearance since taking on the role of Boston Symphony Orchestra music director. Tonight, Nelsons conducts the orchestra in an all-Dvorak program with special guest violinist Anne-Sophie Mutter, while tomorrow night he leads the BSO and the Tanglewood Music Center Orchestra in works by Strauss, Rachmaninoff, and Ravel, playing that all-time crowd-pleaser Bolero. Also this weekend, the Boston Pops and conductor Keith Lockhart make their summer debut in an afternoon performance on Sunday at 2:30 at Tanglewood with special guest Jason Alexander of Seinfeld fame in a program of Broadway show tunes. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.